USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr is under the Senate lights at this hour at a hearing where he's being pressed about a letter that he reportedly received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing the Attorney General, Barr, of mischaracterizing key findings in Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats want to hear it from Mueller himself. Here's ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein.
I strongly believe that this committee needs to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller about his views on the report in his March letter.
A 22-year-old man is facing charges this morning of murdering two students yesterday afternoon at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Authorities say that Tristan Terrell is charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for an uprising to overturn leader Nicolas Maduro there. But now Cuba is stepping up, as is its ally Russia, with intelligence and Russian weapons. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton assuring there's not going to be any Russian takeover of Venezuela.
We're not going to see the Russians take over a country in the Western Hemisphere, not directly, not through their surrogates, the Cubans. And that's why President Trump yesterday suggested that if the Cubans don't get off the body politic in Venezuela, they're going to face significant consequences on their own.
A lot of tweeting by President Trump this morning after a firefighters union throws support behind former Vice President Joe Biden back on Monday. After endorsing Biden for president, Trump responded today with an angry tweet saying, quote, I've done more for firefighters than this dues-sucking union will ever do. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Alabama lawmakers advancing a bill that would outlaw nearly all abortions in the state. Yesterday, the House passed the bill to make it a felony for doctors to perform an abortion unless there's a serious health risk to the mother. The bill doesn't allow abortion in the case of incest or rape, and supporters' goal is to get this before the Supreme Court, forcing the justices to revisit Roe v. Wade. The bill now moves on to the Alabama State Senate. Police are investigating after two Indiana judges were shot at an Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early this morning. Police have not released their names, but reports say they're both Clark County judges, and one judge is stable while the other is in reportedly critical condition. Police first said that an argument started at a nearby bar and escalated into the gunfire that injured the judges, but detectives later said the argument started in the White Castle parking lot, and there's no evidence that the two judges were targeted. And South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is the ninth Democratic presidential candidate to release his tax returns. Buttigieg released 10 years of the returns this morning, the joint return with his husband showing an adjusted gross income in 2018 of a little more than $150,000, his effective tax rate 13%. He ranks ninth of the 2020 candidates to have released returns so far as income. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.